producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Oh, it's the Talk Radio Countdown Show. I was waiting for the big voice announcer. Instead, I should have in my ear Michael Harrison, who's the editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine. He's here to go over with me, and I'm Doug Steffen, by the way, the stories that are the most topical of the topics, the talk radio hot hits of the week from number 10 to number 1. I could be the big voice.
I was just going to say that, Doug. You're the big voice. You're the big voice announcer when I come on.
Yes. So, although I think if we were to compare voices, your voice is deeper than mine. I think that would be the case.
It's an illusion.
Really?
No, it is. It is. My voice comes across. It sounds deep, but it doesn't register that way. I actually have an equal amount of highs and lows. I'm a freak in that way. And the geeks that run the and I mean this lovingly, you know, those oscillators where they see the vibration of people's voices and sound, they always say that I've got like this total symmetry, so I'm neither high nor low, and I'm impossible to record. It's a handicap. So, thank you for the compliment, but my voice is hardly deep. Let's go through the top 10 stories. We have at number 10 Russia's Obama anti-smoking poster. We have at 9 Kanye West's behavior. Manny Pacquiao's gay remarks got a lot of attention at number 8. North and South Korea tensions at number 7. At number 6, oil prices and financial markets activity. At number 5, the Apple iPhone hack refusal. At number 4, and this ties into all kinds of numbers above us in terms of the presidential race. Number 4 is the Scalia replacement discussion and death theories about his passing. There are some conspiracy theories floating around that are interesting. At number 3, Middle East military escalation. At number 2, immigration and refugee policies. And at number 1, the presidential race, which is by far the dominant umbrella topic, you know, of everything being talked about. At 10, a little celebrity gossip with Kanye West. Manny Pacquiao is at 9, Kim Jong-un at 8, 7, Tim Cook, Antonin Scalia at number 6. At 5, Vladimir Putin, Bashar al-Assad tied. At number 4, Ted Cruz, Marco Rubio, and Jeb Bush. At number 3, Hillary Clinton and Bernie Sanders. At number 2, Donald Trump and Pope Francis. Number 1, Barack Obama, and we saw this week at the CNN town hall that kind of his skills at negotiation, Trump backed off very gently from the fight with Pope Francis.
As well he should. Let's go back to the presidential poster, the smoking kills more people than Obama poster. Did you actually see the poster? I'm looking at
it. Yeah, I did. It's amazing what can be done with computers, or maybe they caught a picture of Obama smoking a cigarette and looking menacing. It's just amazing what goes on out there in terms of political photoshopping.
Yeah, the idea that they would use him in that circumstance, especially we think of these things as sort of insular American items or issues. We forget how much fun or focus the rest of the world has on pretty much everything that goes here. It goes on morning, noon, and night. It captures the imagination of people around the world. And because Obama is still a smoker, he has not been able to shake it. And because there are pictures of him here and there, what he doesn't remember is what the rest of us have all had to learn. There's always a camera. There's always a microphone. There's always something there where somebody's going to use a tool to capture you doing something that you don't want people to see you doing.
That comes from the gossip side, from the political spinning. Mm-hmm. Isn't it amazing how photos of politicians looking mean, evil, sneaky, ugly are used by their opponents and beaming
Newsmax and their pictures of Hillary Clinton over the years, or Bill Clinton, perfect example of what you've just said. And on the other side, there are pictures that appear in Mother Jones of Donald Trump looking like a raving lunatic.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, that's they use that. This is, again, not news. It's not the news media. It's these people with their editorial positions being prominent in their press pieces. It's really pretty phenomenal.
Yeah, it also is in the news. The news does that. Remember the Time magazine or Newsweek magazine controversy when they made O.J. Simpson look particularly evil and it came out that they darkened him in the picture? That was a big news story that was kind of symbolic of how the selection of photos plays a role in getting across an editorial message.
This past week, there have been some pictures of Bill Cosby that have been pretty unflattering. Mm-hmm. And one wonders, when you said that, it just tripped a switch in my mind, thinking about how sometimes we discuss race in a way that's pejorative, sometimes it's constructive. But there's no question about the use of pictures, whether it be for racial purposes. We want to portray somebody's looking old or unhealthy. You can find it. You can do all kinds of things with the graphics that are available today, right?
Yeah, between pictures that were taken of people. I mean, not every photo is flattering. Let's face it. How many times have you seen yourself in a picture where your eyes were half shut and you looked like you were, stewed, and it was just because
never.
The camera caught that moment, that fraction of a second, your eyes are shut, somebody just having a glance, an evil, I've seen more evil pictures of Hillary Clinton than I can remember.
I had a conversation with some military people at dinner last night. This would be, people will throw rocks at the radio speaker when they hear this. These fellows were both, they were members of the Joint Chiefs of Staff. They were Republicans. They were highly decorated soldiers, and they had been in service for almost 40 years, each of them. They both said, without me prompting it, or actually my host prompting it, we were having a conversation about why it is that so many people think we have to spend more money on the military. These guys say we have more money than we know what to do with. And they just don't, the veterans, and that against the backdrop of veterans not being taken care of is pretty astounding. But what was more astounding was their support for Hillary Clinton as Secretary of State. They thought she was a very good Secretary of State. And I've heard this a lot. Anyway, she's very methodical, very well-informed, worked hard at it. And they compared her, Hillary Clinton, to Condoleezza Rice, who apparently, and I have heard this on any number of occasions, was a disaster as Secretary of State. So, you think about it, and then as soon as I said that, when I had the conversation on the air, the next comment came, wow, what about Benghazi? And I thought how often it is that we take in conversation one thing and that takes over. And does that go back to, I ask you for your expertise, how many good people have you heard on the air? How many good stories have you heard, things that were positive, that took years and years to build up, 25 years to build up somebody's reputation? Then something bad happens, and in seconds, it's destroyed.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It really is a negative tendency. It's really the fault of the political process and the media. The media loves to build them up and tear them down. That's an old cycle. And the political process will take anything that you do, and everybody has political opponents. They take anything that you do out of the millions of things that make up a human being and make up a person who holds an office, and they will focus on it to the exclusion of everything else. And the public, which has attention deficit disorder, lots of other things to take care of, lives in a soundbite world and makes a deep gut determination based upon that image, which is absolutely not in sync with reality. All human beings have faults, everybody makes mistakes, and everything is subject to controversy. And yet we live in a society where it's just a series of dastardly actions, demonization, and then these same people could then run on the same ticket or be friends and love each other the next chapter. I wish that talk radio was able to completely cut through that, the media stopped doing that, and the American public educated to filter it out.
Michael Harrison is the editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine, which is at talkers.com, where you'll find Talkers Radio and Talkers Television. I'm Doug Steffen. We'll continue in a moment with our weekly review of the hot hits in News Talk Radio on the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
No matter what kind of allergy day you're having, relief can be yours with Nasacort Allergy 24-Hour. Its prescription-strength medicine effectively relieves your worst nasal allergy symptoms, including congestion, for 24 hours. Nasacort has no harsh taste, is non-drowsy, and non-addictive. Unlike Flonase, Nasacort is scent and alcohol-free. And in clinical studies with Flonase, more people prefer Nasacort. For effective nasal allergy relief, choose Nasacort. It's guaranteed relief or your money back. Details at Nasacort.com. Use as directed.
And now, the Lens of Liberty. Here's Helen Creeble.
The way our government tries to convince us to eat more fruit and vegetables, you would think those are the most important crops grown in our nation's farms. But the government apparently doesn't think so. Our tax dollars provide a wide variety of farm subsidies, price supports, crop insurance, disaster payments, market controls, and even direct product promotion. Big subsidies go mostly to large corporate farms, not family farms, and only to those that grow corn, wheat, soybeans, cotton, and rice. Smaller subsidies are given for peanuts, sorghum, and mohair. But there are no subsidies for all the meat, fruit, and vegetables most Americans eat. When we look through the lens of liberty, we know that these special deals for chosen crops and producers violate the first principle of American democracy. Equal treatment for all.
For more information, go to lensofliberty.org. That's lensofliberty.org.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 800-900-6109 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 800-900-6109 to take your call now. Call 800-900-6109. That's 800-900-6109. Again, 800-900-6109.
I have to get to sleep.
Tom had a stressful day, and now he can't shut down at bedtime.
Need sleep.
To fall asleep fast, millions of people turn to Unisom sleep gels. They're non-habit forming and quickly help you sleep soundly so you wake recharged. Tom? Unisom sleep gels. A stressful day deserves a restful night. Use as directed. Active ingredients diphenhydramine hydrofluoride.
19 past the hour. You're listening to the weekly Talk Radio Countdown Show. I'm Doug Steffen, happy to have along, as usual, from Talkers Magazine, the editor and publisher, Michael Harrison. We've gone through the stories, the people as an overview, sort of a syllabus, if you will, an outline of the program, things that are connected to all of these become the fodder for our conversation during this hour of the program. I have to tell you, the thing that is amusing, silly, serious, is this whole Kanye West. All I do is go back to when Obama said he was a jackass, and that pretty much leaves it where it is. I don't know whether I listened to the behind the scenes at SNL last week, and the way this guy was talking to the staff. You know, there's the tape once again back to don't ever expect that somebody hasn't got a microphone or a camera on you, and it just I wonder about this guy and whether it's all PR or whether he's really a crackpot.
I think it's both. I think it's just a strange manifestation of our celebrity culture. It's just amazing. I can't figure it out. I'm glad I can't. I don't want to understand it too much.
Oh, okay. I'll remember that. Let's not have any more it is. You're right. It's a culture. This kind of stuff would never be news 50, 60 years ago. 21 after the hour here on the countdown.
owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't take on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the Sacro Wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the Sacro Wedgie.
Paid attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
And so it does for the weekend beginning Friday, February the 19th. This is the countdown of the hot hits, the week of February 15th to the 19th, as a matter of fact. Michael Harrison is here with me, the editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine. I'm Doug Steffen. One of the things that was covered this week in Talkers Magazine, something that I find interesting in the talk media, how the speculation about, well, this is in the trades in general, about Rush Limbaugh, and I think you and I have talked about this a little bit, because he is the key figure. He's not a key figure. He is, in my estimation and yours, we've talked about this 100 times, and we've talked about it once over the number of years we've done it. Rush Limbaugh single-handedly really did bring about the salvation of the AM radio band when he got started in 1988 doing his program. And he's gotten a lot of credit. He's deserved a lot of credit. He's gotten a lot of criticism, and he's deserved a lot of criticism. Mm-hmm. But there are a lot of people who are on the outside wondering what happens to Rush Limbaugh, because his contract is up this year. Will he keep going, and what will he do? And then I also noticed that Mark Levin, who is a popular evening host, syndicated around the country, has got a new contract, and he's going to do some television thing. And I guess as much as we talk about the quote-unquote conservative or right-wing talk hosts running out of steam, I wouldn't say that the indication of the interest in Limbaugh Levin is any indication that there's a lack of interest there, Michael.
No, you're absolutely right. And basically what it is that the stars of conservative talk radio are few and far between, and they're grandfathered in, and they're going to be around for as long as they want to be. And that doesn't mean there can't be new people coming up or other kinds of talk radio, but it won't be like them. They are the Arthur Godfreys of this generation, and they will hold their place as long as they want to as a part of radio. What gets me crazy is when they're in the crosshairs of the political wars again, back to political distortion, and everything they do is either amplified as being bigger than they are, and then they're torn down that they're fading and they have no power anymore. The truth is they keep cruising along with a very significant segment of the radio listening audience. They have a lot of influence, not enough to change the course of things, but enough to influence the course of things, and they're great performers. But the new ones that come up are going to be different, of a different generation, and that's what the radio industry is dealing with right now, preserving the things that have worked but evolving to new things that will take it into the future.
Yeah, I think that we have talked about some of the new people. I think last week or the week before we mentioned Dana Loesch, for example, if I'm pronouncing her name correctly, who was on a lot of those stations. But because the emphasis is on the younger listener, I think one of the assumptions that's been made by some people in the straight-ahead sort of quote-unquote normal news media, if there is any such thing anymore, which is something that's always been mishandled by them, their whole meaning of talk radio, understanding of talk radio, the millennials as they come along, the under 30 crowd, are they interested in politics? People say no. Well, as far as I know, much of Dana's audience and some of those people is that group because they are interested. Not that they're interested in what she has to say or what her preferences are, but they're interested in hearing what she has to say, period. And I wonder if that's the case with some of the other more mature. Are there people on the right that want to listen to Rush Limbaugh or Mark Levin? Are there people... I'm sorry, on the left that want to listen to that, or are there people on the right who want to listen to Tom Hartman or Stephanie Miller?
Well, actually, it's kind of interesting. All ideologies and all people are not the same in terms of certain kind of habits as it comes to radio. Liberals are far more likely, based on research, liberals are far more likely to listen to a conservative than conservatives are likely to listen to a liberal. And this is a generalization, so it has to be taken as such. But this has been borne out. That's one of the reasons liberal talk radio had more trouble gaining traction as a genre than conservative, because conservatives don't like to listen to liberals, whereas liberals get off on getting angry and focusing on people they disagree.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't take on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes. I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent, and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy, for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save.
Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price can vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritious meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
Half the hour now. This is the Talk Radio Countdown Show. I'm Doug Steffen, Michael Harrison, the editor and publisher. I was trying to sound like Michael. That's the way he inflects. Michael Harrison. You notice that? You ever notice that, Michael, about yourself? You inflect well. You know, not with your name necessarily, but things when you're trying to put an emphasis on something. There's a great way that you do the syllabical solution to Michael. I love saying that. Michael Harrison.
It comes from my dramatic side.
Yes, it does. It certainly does. Okay. You know. So we're talking about the things that are in this week's overview of the News Talk Radio world. What you were saying a few minutes ago about what people listen to and what they don't listen to is underscored by a quick conversation that you and I had last week on this program about a station in Jonesboro, Arkansas, that decided that they didn't want to carry my Good Day program anymore because it wasn't conservative enough. They didn't want to listen to an interview. I went to the New Hampshire primary and did an interview with a number of Republican candidates and a number of Democratic candidates. Nope, they don't want any Democrats on the station. They don't want to hear about it. They don't want. And so under that circumstance, it sort of underscores what you were saying. Conservatives don't want to listen to liberals.
Yeah, their opinion, Doug, from a broadcasting perspective, is that their core audience, upon hearing Madeleine Albright, will just immediately say, "Ugh, Madeleine Albright, I don't want to hear what she has to say," and tune out. Actually tune out without listening to one word. That's the belief. Now, is it true? To a certain degree, it is. It's not totally true. Not everybody is the same, but the tendency is for that. And what do you do? On one level, you want to run a show that is extremely informative and fair and provocative and different sides to keep it interesting. On the other level, you have to abide by the rules of the road in a commercial medium. And this is the balance that broadcasters face in this kind of radio.
Yeah, amazing. Okay. Tim Cook, one of the big names this week on the people list, the chairman of Apple. There's a whole big thing, did he or didn't he, should he or shouldn't he, will he or won't he, when it comes to dealing with the federal government when it comes to opening up, being able, if you will, to open or to hack into this cell phone from one of the fellows that blew things up in San Bernardino. So I did a poll at DougStephan.com, and more people said he should stick to his guns and not do what the government wants him to do. And I think that's probably basic mistrust of the government showing its head once again. But there's so many nuances to this conversation.
It's national security versus freedom. It's a classic example of two very important concepts that are vital to our well-being coming into conflict. And there again, balance. The right of privacy, the right of free expression versus the obligation of the government to protect the population from harm and evil. That's one of the tough ones. And that's why...
All right, so I'm going to put it to you this way. You're doing a talk radio program. Michael Harrison is the host of the Michael Harrison Radio Show. How do you handle this? What do you do? Where do you go with this?
I don't, personally, I do not do any kind of a major talk show where I have to adhere to the rules. I won't do it. I won't do that. It's not my main career is on the sidelines of doing radio shows.
It was a hypothetical. This is a hypothetical.
I'm telling you my nature. Yeah. My nature is I wouldn't do it. But I don't say that you shouldn't do it. You're in a different business than I'm in. And I'm sympathetic to your situation, but I'm sympathetic also to understanding that it's a business. It's both. That's what I'm trying to explain here as accurately as I can. But no, me, I personally, now I'm talking me personally, no, I don't have the temperament for that. I don't want to be on the radio that much to compromise the best possible job I could, even if it's for a small audience. I'm not that obsessed with having millions of listeners. The more people that you want to get to, the more you have to kind of bend the truth or compromise. It's fascinating watching Donald Trump do it. He's going through that process now where, hey, if you want to go further now, you've got to tone it down. And his nature is not to. But he knows if he doesn't do it, he's not going to get much further than he's gotten. And he wants to go all the way.
So... The story that we have, basically, it's wrapped around number one this week, the presidential race, the big wall at the Vatican, and Trump, and you said he refined or sort of quieted down.
Definitely. Definitely backed down. Beautifully, though. He did it really. I have to give him credit.
Yeah, I did it very well. But I wonder whether the people that we've called in this circumstance and other circumstances we've ever been on the air, the Pope, one of the real true leaders, maybe the only, maybe the best leader in the world today, in a world that has not a lot of real good leaders, at least in politics. We have some good leaders in business and that sort of thing, but we don't have a lot of good leaders when it comes to politics and running countries. And running this sort of organization. And so it was really interesting to watch this thing back and forth. I saw a piece of video from the Pope's plane on his way back from the trip to Mexico, in which he was addressing the whole back of the plane's filled with reporters. And so he's got a microphone, and he's talking to them, and they ask him about Trump, and they ask him about the Mexican government and why it was that he seemed to be so on the side of the immigrants when it's obviously illegal to do what they're doing, what a lot of them are doing. And it's sort of, he just sort of sloughed that off. He sort of brushed it off. Oh, well, that's the law. Like, it was more important, in a way, to do what has been done by the people who have taken in these illegal immigrants than to abide by the law. And that was the second part. The Trump thing got a lot of ink and attention, but the second part of it was he said something that was pretty damned outrageous.
Yes. Yes, it was. And, you got to remember, the role of religion is not to support secular law, but to support moral law. That's the role of religion, and the Pope was talking about moral law. And as if the Pope's job is not to say, don't break the law and be a good citizen. That's not the Pope's job. Religious leaders sometimes find themselves at odds with the secular powers in the country they live in. I mean, what happened in Poland, Pope John Paul, what he went through coming up with the Russians and the Soviets. Fascinating conflict between the church and the state, and that's why there should be separation of church and state if you study history. Mm-hmm. So what we're seeing with Francis and Trump is, it's a very interesting example of this dynamic at play in a current event.
All right. Current events and conspiracy theories, they abound this week in several different ways. The Zika virus and whether Monsanto was involved and whether there are things in the water in Brazil that are killing people. It's not really the Zika virus at all, but it's the stuff that was put in the water. That and the death of Mr. Scalia and all of the focus on, hey, did this guy get killed? There's a conspiracy. And I think there's actually legitimacy to both of those conspiracy stories. There are the straightforward folks that do news, and news say, well, we haven't got any proof of that, so that's not really a legitimate story. I think it is a legitimate story because I think there's reason to believe that Scalia was killed and that Monsanto certainly is capable of doing something, whether they did it directly or through somebody else. I think both of those things, and we don't want to, maybe some people don't want to believe that folks are capable of this. And I think people who have power and control and want to get something done are capable of anything without being stopped.
I couldn't agree with you more. I think that you're absolutely right. I think that that's the key to it. And that's not to say that I think he was killed or not killed. I don't know if he was killed, but I do know he might have been. if your position is so powerful that a virtual political war, a constitutional war breaks out within seconds of your body turning cold, your body hasn't even turned cold yet, then I think there are a lot of people out there that would want the guy dead.
Well, yeah, I mean, all these people over the years have said the Clintons killed him. To any number of people.
The Clintons killed him. It's part of the circus, but the circus is a microcosm for reality. You know, some of it might be true. The fact of the matter is most conspiracy theories are ridiculous. Go to YouTube and look at all of the videos that are up there by experts telling you that the moon is a hologram and it doesn't exist, and that it's a NASA plot.
There was no trip to the moon. They didn't really go to the sound stage in Burbank.
I mean, the pyramids are pointed to heaven, where God lives. I mean, there's so much stuff out there that people buy and watch, well produced. So the conspiracy theory industry is a thriving major industry like celebrity gossip. But that doesn't mean that some of them are not true, because it's based on that reality. It's like gambling. You know, you have 1 out of 10 shot. Some of them are true. But the key is to debunk the ones that are false and to investigate the ones that have a semblance of truth to them. Most are false by a wide majority. It's fascinating. And the Internet, amplifies all of it. But could Scalia have been murdered? Could he have? Of course he could have. There's reason to believe that. Is that possible?
Yeah.
Are you shocked?
It's America. No, I think I absolutely believe in that stuff. 44 past the hour. You're listening to the weekly talk radio countdown show with Michael Harrison and Doug Steffen.
I wish I could fall asleep.
Jennifer had a stressful day, and now her mind is spinning at bedtime.
I have a big day tomorrow.
It's time for Unisom Sleep Minis. The tiny capsules are non-habit forming and work fast. They're the little help busy people need to get a good night's sleep and wake recharged.
Good night.
Unisom Sleep Minis. A stressful day deserves a restful night. Use as directed. Active ingredients diphenhydramine hydrochloride.
And now, the Lens of Liberty. Here's Helen Creeble.
The way our government tries to convince us to eat more fruit and vegetables, you would think those are the most important crops grown on our nation's farms. But the government apparently doesn't think so. Our tax dollars provide a wide variety of farm subsidies, price supports, crop insurance, disaster payments, market controls, and even direct product promotion. Big subsidies go mostly to large corporate farms, not family farms, and only to those that grow corn, wheat, soybeans, cotton, and rice. Smaller subsidies are given for peanuts, sorghum, and mohair. But there are no subsidies for all the meat, fruit, and vegetables most Americans eat. When we look through the lens of liberty, we know that these special deals for chosen crops shops and producers violate the first principle of American democracy, equal treatment for all.
For more information, go to lensofliberty.org. That's lensofliberty.org.
I have to get to sleep.
Tom had a stressful day, and now he can't shut down at bedtime.
Need sleep.
To fall asleep fast, millions of people turn to Unisom sleep gels. They're non-habit forming and quickly help you sleep soundly so you wake recharged. Tom? Unisom sleep gels. A stressful day deserves a restful night. Use as directed. Active ingredient diphenhydramine hydrochloride.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill for pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 800-900-6109 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 800-900-6109 to take your call now. Call 800-900-6109. That's 800-900-6109. Again, 800-900-6109.
I have to get to sleep.
Tom had a stressful day, and now he can't shut down at bedtime.
Need sleep.
To fall asleep fast, millions of people turn to Unisom sleep gels. They're non-habit forming and quickly help you sleep soundly so you wake recharged. Tom? Unisom sleep gels. A stressful day deserves a restful night. Use as directed. Active ingredient diphenhydramine hydrochloride.
It's the Talk Radio Countdown Show, weekly event. I'm Doug Steffen with Michael Harrison. We're working our way through February. One of the things that sort of floats in and out, we have this mania in our country about social media and whether Facebook is up and down. We were talking about Kanye West earlier and him going to Twitter to ask the guy from Facebook for $1 billion. And then, but we get into, they were talking about whether they should break into that, into the smartphone that the terrorist had, and then, you know, how many other things are there? There's a study floating around this week, Michael, that claims that Facebook ruins relationships, and that those who don't use Facebook are happier than those who do. And one wonders, as, again, you dig around into the things that we would not necessarily have talked about on some of these programs 10 years ago, 20 years ago, 30 years ago, because they didn't exist. Now, they become serious fodder for conversation because they present all kinds of issues. You love to take one thing and show how many different directions we can go in. Good talk hosts take one thing that seems to be the mainstay of a thought and then go in a different direction or a bunch of different directions with it. And I think that's what makes for the good conversations on the air. And this Facebook conversation, I thought was pretty good this week.
Oh, it's a great conversation because it affects so many people. It's so intrinsic to our society today and our psyches and our relationships. No question about it. It's a very potent tool. People ruin relationships. The tool only helps them do it. The tool is not ruining the relationship. People ruin relationships. I'll give you the 10-second summation. It's because they're living their private relationships publicly through Facebook, and it becomes many versions of Kim Kardashian and Kanye West in their own little circles. And people live celebrity relationships, and they become phony with each other, and the relationship dies, or they get hurt by what they hear because they'll hear something that shouldn't be out there.
Well, that's right. The things that we put up with that we never knew before. A lot of people 50, 60, 70, when our parents were around, if our parents had affairs, nobody would have necessarily known about it, and we wouldn't have known about it as children. But now, okay, I saw your father with my best friend's mother last week, and they were going into a hotel.
Bingo. Yeah, that kind of stuff. The lack of privacy is what's happening, and that's the biggest. Lack of privacy is as big an issue as clean water going forward.
Yep, I think you're right. All right, Michael, good work overviewing all these items. You can find them listed at talkers.com. Go to the talk radio, talkers radio, talkers television. But if you go to the talkers magazine, you'll find all the numbers there listed. And also, the issues are listed at dougstephan.com as well.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now for not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Joining me, Doug Stephan, is attorney Stephen J.J. Wiseman, who is a college professor. He's a legal wonk. He works for WONK. That's the radio station that... I don't think there is a radio station. We ought to find a station that's WONK. All right, among my other great ideas is having you on this program so we can discuss the legal nuances of the items that are in the talkers' charts for this past week. The Apple iPhone hack refusal. Where does this really go? Where does justice begin and reality end, or the other way around? Because I know, and you know, the FBI knows how to do this. This is a grandstanding play for something else. That's what's in my mind. What do you think?
Well, you know, I got to disagree with you on this one. The FBI hackers are not going to be, although they're good, they're not going to be as good as Apple here. And one reason is Apple developed the software, so they already have all of the keys. I got to admit, though, my take on this is a bit different from many others. So, for instance, you see Google and Twitter and Facebook all supporting Apple in not cooperating with this writ, and I think they're incredible hypocrites, because if you use Gmail, every email you send out and receive is read by Google. Tim Cook made a comment a long time ago, not related to this. If you're getting free services on the internet, you are the product. And in fact, if people ever read the service agreements they have with these companies, you find that they're spying on us so much more than the National Security Agency ever is. Frankly, we can have both security and privacy here. In this particular instance, what the FBI needs is the ability to use what they call a blunt force attack on it to beat the password. password, and it tries a zillion passwords through their computers. But the program that the phone has will eliminate, destroy the data if you try 10 different attempts at the password and fail. So they're asking that Apple reconfigure this one phone. They do it. They don't give the key. Apple does this. They don't give the key to the FBI. They don't change the encryption. They just help them and keep it, whatever their software is, to themselves. And, you know, frankly, I think that's a reasonable balancing. We do have a search warrant that's legitimate here. And so I don't think it is quite as bad an attack on our civil liberties as many would make it.
Does that end up in the Supreme Court?
Oh, yeah. This sucker is, it's complicated, and it's going to go through the appeals court all the way up to the Supreme Court, which is almost kind of laughable because you have justices. The average age of a Supreme Court justice is, bad taste on my part now, it's Scalia, is deceased. They are an old group, and many of them are not, with the exception of a couple of the justices, they're not terribly sophisticated in regard to technology. Stephen Breyer is about the most tech-savvy on the court. But they will be making the decisions on this and applying the law, trying to bring technology and law together. And frankly, that's what should be done, is not so much having the courts do it, but the tech companies should be working with the government to find ways that they can live together, protecting privacy, protecting encryption, and still allow law enforcement, when there are warrants, to be able to get information that can keep us safer.
Speaking of the Supreme Court, you mentioned Justice Scalia, his passing, all of the stories, the conspiratorial, and there's reason to believe that there could be a conspiracy here, because legally there was no autopsy done. One would have thought a man like that in a position like he's in, we'd want to know, we'd almost require that an autopsy be done to be sure what the heck was the problem when he died.
It's an interesting thing, because there is, again, that balancing of the private and the public, and the family did not want an autopsy. The circumstances as investigated did not indicate any foul play. There was no pillow over his head. So, yeah, it might have been better for people to have had the exact autopsy, but there didn't seem to be an indication that it was necessary, and the family didn't want it.
You're not coming from the same world I am. I've heard nothing but, it's a conspiracy. He got murdered. Hillary killed him.
No, she'll kill Bill.
Yeah, right. There's a new movie, Kill Bill 2. All right, thank you. There's an overview of some of the legal issues being discussed this week from the folks at Talkers in this hour and attorney Stephen J.J. Wiseman. I'm Doug Steffen.
The Talk Radio Countdown Show is a production of Steffen Multimedia, written by Ken Kessler, produced by Bob K. Sound and Recording.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care, as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.